Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
banger.
Keep the hands ringing.
take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call.
Down there, we ran across the scene. life is in control. Even these Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dope, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. A soul I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and meet you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King. Exclusive hot new mix.
Ha ha ha! happen. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spatitup has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Jump to the truth.
We got you. True, where? Yeah.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Thursday. I was bored as fuck, so I said, fuck it. I'm just going to put a show on. Try to see if motherfuckers going to show up. If y'all online, give us a call. 323-642-1597. Goddamn, 3P's on the line.
Yeah.
86 on the line. He said he's trying to get a workout on, trying to get himself together. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
Mr. Boss player. Well, yeah, man. Yeah. What's going on? Shit. There's that. I was bored as fuck.
Yeah, bored. You caught me all out here when I was doing my third figure.
Hey. It's all good, shit. But this must have been good because you called in.
Nah, but you know, if I was called up on, I need to go ahead and make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
But you almost didn't get a nigga.
I wasn't going to even do shit, but I was sitting here and I was like, I told him, I got to start getting into it. Since I wasn't doing nothing, I was like, fuck, let me go on and throw this show on tonight. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no regular shit, so you know what I mean? We just open to whatever the fuck is going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so now I'm back at the house about to try to roll a blunt. I'm watching this Hall of Fame game now.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit too. All y'all Cowboys fans.
Off
the Steelers whoop that ass. See, we about to get back into that shit because every year it be all them Cowboys fans all against me, you know what I mean? Because I'm a 49ers fan. You know what I mean?
Who is the Cowboys fan?
Huh?
Who is the Cowboys fan?
Oh, shit. Motherfucking confetti. That nigga confetti be... Me and that nigga argue for 4 years about Cowboys.
Nah, I know who the Cowboys fan is.
Motherfucking DJ Hev Love. And most of y'all down there in Texas.
No, not y'all, nigga. Them.
Okay, them. I know.
Stop playing
know.
With me.
Okay, I'm just saying, though. Most of y'all down
man,
there.
Man, that seems been longer than my life, and I ain't going back on it. They was beefing when I got here, so.
Then I got my boy Trey, the one who did the Los Angeles. He a Cowboy fan. But if fucking confetti just pop up, oh, it's going to be on. And I didn't can't see it. He's going to be talking about, well, you see the Cowboy gang?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, shit.
You going to be out of line.
I know. What was he said last night? Something about let me look you up on the thing.
Oh my
like,
god!
Confetti, you blind? Cuz, how can you see anything? That's why I don't think you blind, Mister Everywhere. What up, man?
What's good with you, man? What's good with you?
Nah, I'm doing a bored ass pop up Thursday, yay. So.
Yeah, y'all
took
me for a
loop
and
my
name is
told
off.
That's
why he said that.
That nigga can see. That nigga confetti is fucking with us.
No?
Nah, he ain't on confetti. I think I think I barely can see. Maybe barely can see. Cause I tell you, man, my left eye is gone. My right eye, it takes me about 20, 30 seconds to focus. 86 to tell you that. He pulled up on me, talked to me for 10 minutes. I didn't know who the hell he was.
What?
86 over here, he said he was over there trying to work the calories off.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, is he on here?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah, I told Scratch, when you pulled up on me, I didn't even know. I talked to you for 10 minutes and didn't even know who the hell he was.
You mean to tell me that you're walking up on strangers just talking to them?
Yeah. Who is you?
No, I came up on him. And, I'm glad it wasn't nobody that you owed some money.
And they can run up on you with some goddamn, with the blammer and shit.
Hey, how you doing? All right, good. Hey, good. Nice to see you again.
It's tight, man. It's tight, man.
You need some help?
Tight, that's one hell of a blow.
You need some help? Let me help.
I drove back, I drove back Friday with my eyes dilated. They shot 4 injection shots in my eyes. And my eyes were dilated, but I had to drive back by my damn self, and I couldn't get nobody to go. And didn't nobody answer the phone all week.
I remember you told me that, and you still haven't talked to me. You ain't talked to me.
You ain't supposed to be driving like that.
I didn't have no choice. My eye was dilated, and I was like, I got to get back before dark. So I went to sleep for like 3 hours in my car after they did my damn deal, and I woke up. I'm like, well, damn. I said, my eyes are still dilated, but I got to get back before dark, because after dark, that's it. No matter what, dark time, I can't even see the yellow line. You got one eye trying to look at that yellow line, and you can't see shit. So I'm like, shit, I pushed it to get back.
Y'all still ain't talked to Buddha?
I talked to Buddha about 10 minutes today.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know.
Buddha called me at 1:30 in the morning when I'm asleep.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I thought Buddha was supposed to be looking out for you.
I wouldn't trade him for nothing, but, you know, he didn't answer the phone for a few days, so he said his phone is cracked, so he can't see who called him, so.
He rolling around with a motherfucking phone with the spider webs on there.
Yep, you can't even barely answer that shit when it's like that.
Hell no. You know, it's crazy. I never broke a phone. I broke one. It was just one I broke. That motherfucker's on the floor, and I rolled my goddamn my chair over that motherfucker, and that motherfucker broke. And it just cracked that whole motherfucker. And I was trying to use the motherfucker. I was swiping and fucked around and cut my finger.
I'm not even going to lie. I read my shit fly off the roof of the car and then roll over it in the chair, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I did one phone like that. I rolled my chair back and that shit was on the floor on the charger and I rolled over and broke it. But it's more like breaking the motherfucker with the wires. I couldn't see shit. That motherfucker was just all spider web. Yeah. But check this out. I was looking on this one thing because I be getting these alerts on my phone, and it's saying that your boy Donald Trump is about to try to roll back in 2024.
Oh my God!
Now we gonna
be in the penitentiary 2021, so I don't know how.
But that's what I'm saying. I keep on telling motherfuckers that Donald Trump is getting ready to go to jail. Motherfuckers is not really. They not hearing me. They about to take cuz to jail. I don't know what the hell they think.
I tell you what. I'll believe it when I see it.
You'll see it when you see it.
Yeah, and the Dipset won the versus battle.
Right.
No, you know they did.
Y'all saw the battle? What?
What? I want to talk about that shit because I just
Who really won the battle?
David Pierce won the battle. took them out like goddamn Mike Tyson did the Lakers that year.
The what?
Wait a minute.
He took them out like Mike Tyson did the Lakers that year. He took them out single-handedly.
Man, why you got to bring the Lakers up though, bro?
Oh man, y'all got it next year. Shit, pat yourself on the back. Yeah, y'all done win got everybody. They said y'all even recruited Bill Russell this year.
See, that's what I'm not
saying. They said y'all got Bill Russell
going
to play for y'all.
Yeah, he probably do better than your team will ever do.
I don't know what happened with y'all this year, but we ain't going to, we'll blame COVID on that.
Well, I'll tell you one damn thing.
Y'all lose this year.
Man, I feel like the Rockets was throwing that shit on purpose some of them times they went down there.
Yeah, I know y'all Rockets fans, but...
That's why I don't even get into sports, because they be throwing that shit on purpose.
How you know they be throwing it? They just whack. You just take it in consideration.
You play good all the way up until, and then you get into playoffs and shit, and the shit be whack as hell.
It's called they whack. They whack. Then they let y'all best player go. They let y'all best player go to go to a whole nother team. He said, I wanna go to New Jersey. Fucking James Harden.
Oh, fuck him. He ain't the best. He one of the reasons why they asses be sitting at home. He get right down there to the playoffs and choke every goddamn year. He who I'm talking about. The greatest choke artist.
I'm telling you. I'm going to get some girls to get them in the room and cut that whole fucking beard off.
Man.
I cannot stand that motherfucker. I want the girls to go in there and give this motherfucker the treatment and everything, and he going to cut that fucking beard.
That shit is so ugly.
$1 million on it. I gotta get this first. I'm just saying.
I don't know. But I know he's the greatest choke artist because he do all this spectacular shit every year and all year long and then get down to the playoffs and nothing happens. It don't matter what team you're on.
So Mr. Edwin and 86. Y'all mean y'all Sacramento fans?
We grew up with the Kings, man. I grew up with the Kings when they came to Sacramento. I'm a Miami Heat man, but I'm still gonna rock with the Kings. But I'm a Heat man. We'll give you Lakers and the Clippers, even though both of them came up short. You know, we'll give you two. They say they give everybody two teams. We gave you LA. We gave you both teams in LA. So I rock with the. I rock with the Kings and the Heat.
Y'all seen that commercial? You remember that commercial they had on Christmas when the little boy, they was like, and Mike, what did you get? He's like, I got a bike. Y'all seen that commercial?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's how it used to be when the Kings, it was a time you couldn't even give Kings tickets away. Kid, if you get them to a kid, they're going to be like, oh, man. You know, but they came around and they made it to the Western Conference Finals, so they got the city support behind them. It was a time when they were so terrible, Chris Webber didn't even want to come play for the team. He wouldn't even come to show up to training camp.
86, and what year was that?
When Webber came, let me see, damn. No, I was talking about when they had when they had Reggie Tears and Raymond Tears. Now you clowning, but now I know it's been a while, but hey.
Yeah. Yeah, but he forgot.
And
when they were in Kansas City, they won the championship. He
done
forgot.
Right, but when when they had start hiring them team, they had a teammate bench with a white with stripes on their shirt. I knew we didn't have a chance then. They had referees playing with them, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all went to Foot Locker and got the referees out of Foot Locker and said, hey, man, we know these boys are going to beat the hell out the Lakers, and we can't have that. So we want y'all to call the game tonight. We got Foot Locker referees call the game, and they might get dismantled the whole Lakers team. That man scored more than the whole Lakers team, even the bench players.
But, Mr. Anywhere.
Robert Horry still had the ball in his hand. The backboard was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God, man.
Big shot, Bob. Well, I'm going to just say this about something else on a whole different level. Is that y'all better get ready to fight because these motherfuckers coming with this mandatory vaccine shit. It's time to go to war.
Well, I'm vaccinated, so I don't give a shit.
Well, the vaccine don't even help. If y'all been watching the news, the Delta variant, the vaccine that they gave y'all, they put to be 8 months before it wears off, has no effect to the Delta variant. So now it's like, okay, we done gave my dog a damn shot for this and this and that, and then he still dies of parvo. Like, damn, you got to pay that 7-1 shot. But the Delta variant, they have no...
There's
nothing for it right now.
Of course not.
Well, I got it. I got my shot.
What God wants to happen, man.
Yeah, I got my shot, so it don't matter.
I hear what you're saying, but I said though, for those who's not vaccinated, get ready for war because they're finna press to issue more. They're saying now you cannot go without getting this shot. They're telling everybody, this nigga, what's his name, Governor Newsom over here with his punk ass, telling us in California, oh, it's all, we putting it down as mandatory. Like, nigga, you can't go do nothing without this. You got me fucked up, cuz.
Right, that's how they do it.
You got me way fucked up. I'm ready. Don't even bring that shit to my door or nothing, or I'm popping. That's what it is.
But
that's
the,
where it's
going
to go to, and I ain't giving a fuck to God for mine.
The thing about it is... The motherfuckers is making it to where it's getting ready. If you're not vaccinated or if you don't have your COVID test, that you have to fuck around and either have your COVID test or you gotta have a vaccine before you could even get on an airplane. Now they got it to where if you go to a restaurant.
Well, a fucking bar, a fucking gyms and shit. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Are you really kidding me? And people mm-hmm. like, man, saying, fuck all that. That's not fair. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Long as that, whatever plague, I ain't even going to say no fucking virus, a plague. Whatever God put on this earth for motherfuckers. And I don't care what they try to make to combat it. You're not going to stop what he wants done. So you can't just have people just fall into your bullshit. Because for
not,
the simple fact
not,
is... Go ahead. Go ahead, dog.
It's not nothing that God made.
Man, come on, bro.
If you don't knock it off, man.
Because I'm so sick of hearing people saying that.
No.
It says it in the scripture, bro. In the last days of things,
God said,
I will plague the earth with dust, with locusts.
Let's go all the way back. Bubonic plague.
You won't let me explain my part, though, bro. This is what I'm saying.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It says in Revelations, bro, in the ending of the days, Revelations is coming to the end. I will plague the earth with dust. It didn't say what kind of dust. It said dust. then locusts, then earthquakes, then earthquakes, then volcano. And after that, it's going to come to meteor showers, which he's going to be launching meteors on this motherfucker like he did in Pompeii in 79 A.D. So this is what I'm telling you. What is it? What is pneumonia? It's a dust, right? It's a sickness. This is what we have right now on here. I didn't say how or who did it. He said it's going to come. Whoever it came from, China, Wuhan, whatever, Nocha, Nantigan, it was brought here to do. Yeah, if it came from man or not, he's already said what's going to hit this motherfucker. And that's what's happening now. So this is why.
Well,
so I'm trying to tell you, brother, is that this is the dust.
I hear you. And look, it's not wrote in stone that this is going to be the end. Because, you know, if it was the end, it would be a whole lot more, you know, death and a whole lot of shit. Because this ain't the first.
I get that part.
This ain't,
and I understand
first,
what you're saying. It's getting
first,
to the good part.
This ain't the first ride we've been on. We was in the 20s and when they had the first goddamn outbreak or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
The Spanish flu and all that shit, Spanish fly and all that other
shit.
That
we overcame that. So this is something that we can overcome. You know, the whole thing about it, even when they had the AIDS, they had the fucking, they were trying to make it as population control. But nobody can actually prove.
I get what you're saying, and I hear all that, bro. But I see different, and I know different, bro. And you don't have to agree with me or not. I know.
Okay.
No, the good part is coming. We just starting. That's just like you just starting the party. That's just like we starting the party. You know, a few people come in, you know, check it out, whatever. Then some more come in. Then next thing you know, after an hour may pass, maybe an hour and a half pass. Now that's a little more packed. Now the party's starting to warm up. And then by 12 o'clock, nigga, it's all the way on. This is what I'm saying. We're just starting to get to where major shit is already happening. Whether it's here or somewhere else. Look at Greece Athens, nigga, on fire again.
Hold on. What you get ready to say, Mr. Edwin?
Bill Gates went and he's got the patent for the goddamn vaccine. So he had a patent for the vaccine for years before this even COVID even struck. So what does that tell you? It's a money game. Why is being caused by a money game? But everybody was in on it. It was a money game. The people that made the mask, Bill Gates, he's getting grand theft money off the damn patent. Every time somebody comes up with a goddamn vaccine, they got to pay him for the patent.
And I agree with you with that. I agree with you with that, too, because they did invest into this shit. So they're going to get you sick so they can do their bullshit.
How you gonna wake up one day and say I'm gonna get a patent for a coronavirus? I'm gonna go get a patent for a coronavirus vaccine. You just wake up, and I'm gonna get a patent for not for no making an automobile or a patent for this a space shuttle. I'm gonna get a patent for a damn virus vaccine.
Okay, look, check this out. Do anybody on here think about conspiracy theories? Because motherfuckers, one of the first things they tell
me. One thing
I'm
gonna say, you'll see in a minute.
The
brother.
First thing, the first thing that I gotta say is, people always run on conspiracy theory. It's like my son, when he talk on his damn telephone, he won't talk on it on the phone. He gotta have it on the speakerphone. And somebody hella loud back there, about to get put in timeout.
I don't know who it is. Must be my TV
but look,
or something.
It's conspiracy theory. So do people know about conspiracy theory? How come this motherfucker say, well, a 5G is giving everybody corona? because they listen to this one motherfucker. They ain't got the proof that fucking 5G networks on your phone is giving you fucking corona. Nigga, corona is spread by motherfucking speaking, talking, fucking point air. But everybody is going through this conspiracy theory, and everybody thinks that they know. They know what the fuck
is my
motherfucking
remote at.
Hold on a second, y'all.
Everybody think that they know where it's coming from, and then you've got all the motherfuckers that believe the motherfuckers who say where it's coming from. Nobody don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
Hey,
I know
I want
to. You want me to tell you?
Tell me.
It's coming from, you know, them motherfuckers that when they ask you a question, they walk up real close to you, like in your personal space, or like, has somebody ever been talking, and then like some of that, like some spit from them just hit your face, or like,
yeah.
It's them.
I believe that.
It's them.
I believe that.
And the people who don't wash their motherfucking hands.
I believe that.
I got a question real quick. What state do y'all live in? Besides, I know where this nigga live at. What
right.
State y'all live in?
The Lone Star
Florida.
State.
I'm in Florida.
Okay, you in Florida. You in Florida. Where you from, T?
Texas.
Sweetie is in Texas.
Texas. Okay, so it should be sun still out. I'm going to just ask y'all a question. Now, I don't know if y'all look in the sky, period, or not, but I'm going to ask y'all some questions, and I want y'all to answer them if you've seen this before, or do you
the
see this?
The streams in the sky.
The what?
The streams in the sky.
The who in the sky?
The streams.
I ain't talking about no fucking chemtrail shit. I ain't talking about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about, do y'all see when it gets ready to be sunset or early morning before day breaks? When the sun is barely coming back up, do y'all see like the clouds in y'all area kind of like look like a reddish cloud, or the cloud may be dark, or and the fucking sky like got this like eerie look to it in the sky? It's kind of reddish. It looks scary. And the clouds are looking like kind of reddish. If y'all don't see this, if y'all have seen this, this is what I'm saying about warnings from the Father saying that shit is finna happen and that this fucking pneumonia dust is in these clouds, bruh, in the sky, in this atmosphere. In a minute, when that shit trickles down to lower ground, it's going to get in the water. You can't going to be able to drink no fucking water. Then it's going to get on the food and kill all the food off. Then you ain't going to have shit to eat. Then what's next? Motherfuckers finna be coming on your ass to try to kill you or get some shit to eat,
what
to drink, and all this
that
other shit. That's when that's what I'm saying. That's from the shit that's going on right now. That's what it's from. That's one of the plagues that's going on because he's telling you, bro, shit is finna happen to the better worse, nigga. It ain't finna be all this shit. I'm gonna just put it to you like this. All the bullshit that's on the earth going on right now, that's what you would see in a minute. Just give it a minute.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And he's showing you it's different signs in the moon, the stars, and the sun of different shit that's going to take place right now. You already seen it. Y'all just not paying attention.
Okay.
And that ain't no motherfucking conspiracy theory.
Where did you get that information?
Nigga, where did I get the information? Because I'm looking outside my house.
Hey,
you going to see it in a minute.
You should be the first nigga
to see it because you in the same state as me.
I'm not in conspiracy theory. Hey,
I'm just saying, you should be able to see this because you out there in the mountains.
Yo, what's up? It's Benji.
What up, Benz girl?
I'm
just saying you should be able to see it, brother, because you out there where the mountains is at and the field open, and you should be able to see all type of shit. You should be seeing UFOs at night and all types of shit. Where the fuck you at?
Let me tell you something. Until somebody that's actually knowledgeable about these things.
Hey, bro.
I'm going to let you talk, but I'm going to show you, I'm going to send you some shit right now.
Check your phone.
I'm going to send your sister some shit to your phone. Keep talking. This is crazy shit. But look, until somebody.
Just keep talking.
That's in the scientific world. Tell me something.
This nigga
different.
Right here, boy. This nigga
I
just
will
don't know.
Believe them.
I'm trying to tell
I
you,
am
you
not
listen,
gonna
bro.
Believe anybody.
I already sent
that,
you the picture. I just sent you
okay,
the shit.
It's just a
you already seen.
It's just a picture. Hold on. Let me get my 30 seconds because we got busy in here, and I want to play this damn song. I didn't even listen to this one. But listen. The thing about everything that comes along with life is like my son is a conspiracy theory ass nigga. So he'd be like, oh, don't use your phone, that 5G give you COVID. Don't do this because that's gonna give you COVID. Are you gonna get a shot? No, because that's gonna give you COVID. If you're not a fucking scientist, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. You can talk about anything that you want to. You can send me 1,000 pictures, but you are not a scientist.
Hey,
bro,
I don't have to be a scientist, bro.
Okay, so
to
what
know
makes
the,
you
know
right?
The real.
What
you
makes
mean?
You right? What makes you right? That's the whole thing. What makes
because
you
I
right?
Know what the Father God is doing, bro.
Okay.
And I don't need no scientist
did
to show me that
God,
or tell me that.
Did Father God sit down and next to you on your bed or your couch?
Yeah. You know, however he did it, bro, he let me know. Now, whether if you don't know, that's on
you.
That's on you.
You are
you about to find out, though. I tell you that. So
okay.
You ain't just give it a minute.
I got a whole cool vaccination, so I ain't dead.
Give it
and
a minute.
I'm good, and I'm good. So check this out. What up, girl? What you
give
doing over there, Benji? Thank you for calling.
Can we play?
I'm glad
play
you called. Hell yeah, I want to play that song bad as hell.
Yeah, play that song. This nigga crazy.
No, I'm just saying. I don't believe what people say.
You don't have
I
to,
believe,
but you about to believe what he's going to show you. But I know that.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's good.
I know that one.
It's good. It's good because, you know, if God come and sit right here next to me and tell me some shit, I will believe. Until then, I'm not going to believe what the fuck you
I
say.
I told you,
believing it,
the key word to believing the definition is not knowing. I know. So I don't believe in none of the shit they say. I know what he's doing and what's going on. So it's a difference.
I hear. Benji, what's up, man? I know you've been busy today, huh?
Man. Enjoying the weather. I'm outside.
Outside.
What y'all got going on today? What y'all got going on?
Oh, no, that was just a little pop-up show. I was bored, so I just decided to tell everybody that, fuck, I'm bored.
Yeah, you bored.
You know,
so then call me up and let's get the party crunk.
Yeah, we're about to get the party crunk. Let me make sure that song is on there. The song we didn't play. If not, we'll play the songs from last night again. Because, you know, that's just what the fuck I do.
I resent it to you last night.
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was like a little late in the game, so we couldn't really get that in. We're about to.
No problem.
Hold on. Let me check game. But anyway, how was your day anyway?
It was beautiful. Today was beautiful, blessed. You know, we above ground. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't complain about that. Because I looked on Facebook, and everywhere I looked, somebody was dying. And somebody was sick. I'm like, dang.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That shit happens every day.
Yeah.
And you know, your girl Sweet Pea on there because, you know, I was trying to get y'all hooked on in.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Pea somewhere.
She on the show tonight.
Yeah,
I'm on. Hey, Sweet Pea. How you doing, Sweet Pea?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing real well. Doing real well.
Yeah, give me 30 seconds. Hold on, let me see. Let me see, because I know
who is this. Now this boy, I see a post, y'all. Somebody, he a Steeler fan. He says Cowgirls finna get their ass stomped.
Oh well,
that's,
you know,
disrespectful.
It wasn't me, even though that's just the way I feel. You know what I mean? I just feel like that, you know, when it comes down to the Cowboys, that's not my favorite team.
Who the Cowboy fan?
That nigga is from Port Arthur, talking about Steeler Nation with his head ass. He's from the damn country. Talking shit. He's closer to the Cowboys than he is to the Steelers.
All right. Check
that
this out.
That is so funny to me.
I got to last night. I got to play this song. I didn't even listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to load shit up and running back and forth around the studio, but we can run and play that shit right now because I need to hear. Oh, look, what's somebody humming? You humming your song already?
Nah, dude, that's me over here waiting for you to play the record.
Hold on. Now, if Benji wasn't on the line, I'd let you sit over there and keep humming for a while. All right. Hold on. What that mouth do? I'm sitting up here. Hold on. I had to take my shorts off and put on some long pants real quick.
Oh, but
hey, it's a video for this. It's a video for this one now. I had to send it to you guys.
Okay. Well, goddamn.
I don't need to see that one.
I mean, it probably ain't gonna be what
I can see it live. Mind. Fuck it. She gonna perform
well,
it for us, so I'll see
hey,
it live.
Look, if y'all lying, give us a call. 323-642-1597. Now, we're going to play some more Benji songs, the one we played last night, you know, just to make it, you know, official. But I really want to hear what that mouth do. Oh, my God. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to see if I got some napkins around or something. I'm just fucking. Do West Radio, give us a call. Here we go. Let's see what that mouth do.
Turn them out, you're a chick too. All that talking shit, tell me what your mouth do. What that mouth do, what that mouth do. Get the tongue out, zone, what your mouth do. Turn them out, you're a chick too. I'll leave you hypnotized, I'll show you what your whole crew. Got more mouth game, the game's lost since the Falcons dropped Michael Vick. Hard rock on the tip, I'm talking plays when they dip. Got more flavors than Baskin Robbins, D-Way, boarding the ship. Hold that mouth game, what that mouth do? Hold up on that nut, damn, why your face blue? Eat it up like a mango, come and get you a scoop. Hit the club with a Kango and smoke it up like a Snoop. Licking his lips like LL, doing it so well. Dark skin like Denzel, he bought the bar at the hotel. Relax your face muscles, let me earn my cake. Turn them out, you're a chick too. All that talking shit, tell me what your mouth do. What that mouth do, what that mouth do. Get the tongue out, zone, what your mouth do. Turn them out, you're a chick too. I'll leave you hypnotized. lies, I'll show you and your whole crew what this mouth do, what this mouth do. I'm gonna find out again what your mouth do. Turn them out, and the chicks too. All that talking shit, tell me what your mouth do. What that mouth do, what that mouth do. Cut the tongue out long, what your mouth do. Turn them out, and the chicks too. I'll leave you hypnotized, I'll show you and your whole crew. Virgo pussy, so I'm the bomb and shit. Yeah, I am dominant, and I'm really fond of it. No time for a nigga still attached to a tit. I'll green on him, yeah, yeah, he can get those grits. Pussy whipped cream, strawberry with the fruit. 9-inch heels on these all-black boots. Switched up the look, stick shift coupe. All you niggas at the corner store, move, nigga, move. Everybody been said, put Biggie in the nightclub. Now you wanna book her, or Biggie jack that price up. You can be strapped up, go call for your backup. We'll take your pistol from you and make your bitches back up. When speaking with the OG, told me keep my music underground. Then the OG blessed and resurrected from the underground. Now we getting money, stick to state, moving out of town. Married to the gang, this ain't no rules, it ain't no out of bounds. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, we'll show the proof. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, well nigga shoot. Throw your sets to the motherfucking roof. Bring the troops, that's my dog and that's my bitch. Throw your sets to the motherfucking roof. Bring the troops, that's my dog and that's my bitch. Cause we smoked out, zigzag. And we ride out, we riding real fast. The dope's out, and it's a big trap. So bring them ziplocks to the big lab. I'm back out, bitches be mad. It's a blackout and we riding jack. Never carry cash in my big bag. Snapchat models don't get bad. I go hard on these bras and I don't sweat them at all. And I don't go through his phone and I don't wait on his call. Me and my daughter's alone. If you see him, don't speak. Leave your body leak and put your 6 feet deep. Cause I got the scoop, no soap on the rope. Dead on sight and I am the host. If you leave your daughter with a man, you a bitch. Y'all do anything for dope, y'all do anything for dick. With your whack ass weave and your fake ass coach. Don't come for the bitch cause Drake go get some ghosts. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, we'll show the proof. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, well nigga shoot. Cause we smoked out, zigzag, and we ride out, we ride real fast. The dope's out, and it's a big trap. So bring them ziplocks to the big lab.
Down for whatever, tougher than leather. I get money in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, or snow, your boy getting dough. Up real early, getting drank from the stove. Arm in the back, getting thrown from a hoe. Arm in his bitch, getting lit with Joe. What's wrong with these niggas? I really don't know. They don't fuck with that sign, so they shit don't blow. Say, I'm an arrogant, cocky motherfucker. Everywhere I go, I drop a load like a trucker. And a block out like the Arizona summer. Swan took the top off the old white hammer. Might lay it flat, so cold stunner. Fuck with King's Crack, here, so cold. Niggas couldn't see me, that's on the real though. So I might stop a nigga ass with his steel toe. Whatever, let's get them. Knocking niggas out every time that we hit them. You fucking with two wilders. Not none of them weak ass tricks. Or pussy niggas always lying no dick. Boy, this is real shit. So you better get your game tight. If you shooting shots, get your aim right. Cause my gang might come kicking some doors. Patting pockets, putting faces on floors. It don't matter if you ran or where you came from. My door is open, I got heat coming, get some. Easy come, easy go with my motto. Niggas pump their brakes when we gon' pull throttle. Do what I thought you knew, stop sleeping. In a death pool, gon' drown in the deep end. That's why if they wanna come and get it, just let me know, cause I'm with it.
pointing, I'ma dump on whoever in front of you. I buy racks, so I keep a plug or two. The dope in the weed, man, I keep a drug or two. Really official, really give you an issue. Rather sock on your homie before I hit him with pistol. Rather get to the bag, I gave your lady a fistful. Told her hit the snow, I bring him on like a slit pool. My back don't need a battery, gangster automatically. Keep a few bitches mad at me, that should come to me naturally. One saying they after me, giving money to capture me. Fake homies, they laugh with me, in the back they be stabbing me. I kept it 100, they kept it 40. Now I keep a 40 with 100 round of homies. I ain't worried about nobody, never nigga. Money right, guns right, I'm down for whatever, nigga.
Thank you. West Movement. Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone. True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hevlar. My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby? Yeah. My nigga JoJo. JoJo, what it do, my nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, we back in the building on a pop-up Thursday. That's what we gonna call it, Thursday, yay. You know what I mean? Man, it's all gravy, you know what I mean? We got Mr. Boss Player.
Yeah, what up, man? I'm just chilling, man.
Hey, Mr. Everywhere. Then we got the girl, Benji, up in this mug, you know what I'm saying? All about the Benjamins, baby. Mm-mm. All about the Benjamins, baby. Mm-mm. That's what I would be saying, man. I'm just trying to hold a thousand. That's all I'm trying to do.
And I'm just posting like the U.S. government stamp.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like
actually, to be honest, I'm supposed to be at B-Side Radio Show tonight. But due to disappointment beyond my control, they had to reschedule me to the 23rd, which is a Monday. And I was trying to get the home good I mentioned last night on the show for that day, the 23rd, Barcelona on here. And let y'all check her out, because she's one of the tight underground artists, female artists in the game right now. Like I told her, that girl got more grind than 10 niggas I know. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, she out there, put it like that. But I was supposed to do something today myself, but it got pushed back to that date. So I'm going to miss that Monday, man. I had to let you know now, because they're going to have me go in West Covina that day to go do it live at the other studio. Interview and live performance, so I gotta go do that.
I'm
just letting you know in advance. I should have been going today, but they had to reschedule and do some other shit.
I'm good.
I was with Hit earlier, fucking with him, listening to see what song he wanted to bring on for the show tomorrow. So that's what I was doing. You hit me up, but you got the text. I'm like, damn, this nigga ain't doing a pop-up show. I'm like, what? All right. Fuck it. Let me call this nigga 4-0. And he was like, all right.
Yeah, well, sometimes that happens. I'm trying to get back to that full week, you know, with shows. You know what I mean? Once again, it's not rolling stone. I was just bored as hell because I was trying to make some music and everything I was making was turning out whack. All my music was turning out whack today that I was trying to make, because, you know what I mean, I didn't have enough beer, so I went and got me some beer. So I think after the show, I'm going to be able to make some bomb tracks. I got to send some Motor 86. I told, Benji I was getting ready to shoot her a couple of joints. You know, I know that you know, my man, everybody needs some track. So I'm just trying to, you know, put the supply for the demand. You know what I mean? So everybody
I'm going to have to sit down and talk to you about putting that compilation probably together, man, so to get that going.
Of course, of course, of course. You know, that's another thing. So, you know,
no, you got my squad. So let's go. You bring your side, I bring my side. We 7-7.
Oh yeah, well, you know, tracks ain't no problem.
One track, if we can, I don't know. I gotta figure that shit out. I feel 15, but 7-7 is 14. So it had to be just extra bonus track or something. But it, I don't know. Maybe we can do a track where everybody on one track, and that'll be like the 15th track or something. That would be dope as fuck.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about it, it's going to get done because, you know, I'm not the only one that make tracks. I got my whole, you know what I'm saying, my West District. So I got the West District, so I got, like, more producers on there, so it's quick to get the tracks out. So I'm not, like, solo with the track, you know, but it's all good like firewood. We just going to burn the house down, you know what I mean? It's nothing. You know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people, they sit around and they stress about. But that's one thing I ain't got to stress about when it comes down to track. We got more tracks than Amtrak, you know what I'm saying? So you can put those...
Oh, good. I need to get some shit anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing about it. You know, the thing about us is... we always try to do tracks that's different than the next track, then the next track, then the next track, then the next track, you know, because it don't make no sense to do something the same thing over and over and over again, or do something that, you know, everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? We ain't got to do that. Oh, look, you're
crack
already,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because I'm over here feeling it, man. I'm feeling I'm high, and I want to close right now. I'm going to have to hit my nigga Mike up to tell him, nigga, I'm going to go over there or something, because I'm feeling it right now.
Right now, the tracks is that we go up for, like, a third off. A third off. But that's what we do, man.
So patient, nigga, I'm hotter than sacrifice of four races. Full privation, understand I'm erasing. Motherfuckers are cracking the trap, you know, and still fading. Now you know I'm about to stick and with the left two. Hitting them off every time on the microphone, I rock too. Shout out to the girls, see them off the top of the field. It's to be when I pop in the field, I'm hotter than any flicker that is. Yeah, keep the girls, stop the chill. And if I'm from the west coast, then the time is real. These niggas and these new niggas talking that real shit, but we OGs in the game and we started running the whole shit. But you these niggas talking that bullshit with the skinny lips. You better back up before we hit you with a palm fist.
Okay.
I was just fucking around. I'm just tripping.
Well,
what are you saying? You know, that was but it still sounded hard.
That's called madness, so you know what I'm saying? So I'm put all everything up there for sale. Not for sale, but for lease.
Nah, I was all right, man. I was just some bullshit freestyle fucking around, man. It all depends.
Well, it was bullshit hot.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate
it
that.
It was hot.
You so kind. But what I'm saying is, it's like basically, like how that battle was the other night with them niggas. So it's like he didn't even need the rest of them niggas. He did it on himself and embarrassed all them niggas. And I'm like, this nigga cold in a motherfucker. So I'm like, okay, with the dip set and the lock shit the other night, that shit was on. I thought the niggas was gonna fight though, because it kind of like went there, but it's like, nah, nigga, we up in the same area, but we different niggas, but we, you know, the nigga man. That nigga Jada.
Do you know?
They're about to go on tour together.
So that was all an act. And then second of all, I
tell you one thing. It was a good act to me because I was impressed like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna tell
you.
That's
how it is anyway. People from New York, they always act like that. They be so extra. You know, them niggas almost didn't get to do their whole show because they were talking too much.
Well, no, they, right?
They get ready to go on tour together. Both of them. They're about to go on tour together.
I ain't seen a dick on tour yet. I seen the lock. They threw the lock though real quick after
give
that
me,
battle.
Give me 30, give me 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds. You know what don't make no sense to me? All these motherfuckers is doing like battles and they doing their old songs over again. If you want to impress me, do new songs. That's why that shit don't impress me.
And I agree with you on that too.
Do some new songs. Do some shit that ain't nobody heard. Don't do your old songs against your old songs against their old songs.
Hey,
no, do some new shit.
Hey, scratch the funny part, right? This is the funny part. The funny part, nigga, that the Dipset niggas, they did their own shit, some of it, and these niggas didn't even get their own words right to the shit they wrote. That's what I was tipping out on. So,
when that nigga
Jada Kiss got on, it's like, nigga, y'all niggas can't even remember your own fucking lyrics. That's an embarrassment right there. So he's like, nigga, fuck it. I don't need this shit. I don't rap over my own lips. That's what he said. So he was like, he told Tech, he said, Tech hit that shit. And they played that, Who Shot You by Biggie. Nigga, that's when that nigga went in on them niggas, boy. Now they hold repertoire.
I'm gonna have to look at that shit. But my whole thing is, if you're doing the versus battle, I want to hear some new shit. I don't want to hear none of that old shit. What the fuck is the... Oh, yeah, I heard that before. I don't know if that verse that he spit with
is something that he knew or he just came with that feel.
I don't know, but that shit was dope. A lot of people are younger and they was not... maybe not even alive when a lot of that music came out, or they weren't old enough to experience it in the way that we experienced it the other day. So that's what the deal is with that. But I was impressed because anytime they get up there and they drop the lyrics behind them and they go in like an R&B singer with nothing but the track, I'm going to always be impressed. Because, you know, these 47-year-old men.
Sweet B, you saw the battle?
Yeah, of course. What?
I don't even know. That was a dumbass question. Because you all up in there. But no, man, I didn't see the motherfucker.
No, it was a good thing, but it was kind of a clown. I was watching the basketball game.
Fuck them niggas. I was watching basketball. But the twist is, why do they call this a battle when y'all doing the same song that y'all already did?
I can listen to the Lux and I can listen to Dipset
if I want to hear them back to back. So we just sitting up there watching them rock it. Do something new. How about that?
I'm going to say this. From my experience, it was not supposed to be a battle. It was supposed to be a celebration of two artists' career over the, you know, two artists who came out around the same time, basically. And it's supposed to be them celebrating their career together. Now, people from New York and just niggas in general make it a battle, but it wasn't supposed to be that. And in the beginning, if you've been following the verses at the beginning, at the end of this, they did drop new music.
But that's the reason why I think I watched one. I watched the one with DMX. And was it Snoop on there?
Yeah, DMX and Snoop Dogg. But you got to look at it right there.
It was almost over by then. They had been doing
that
shit for years.
That's the only one I watched. Yeah. But my whole thing is this. It should be all new songs. If it was all new songs, I'd watch all them motherfuckers. Be like, nigga, here go my new shit. Here go my new shit against your new shit.
I don't agree with that, because when you go to a concert, nigga, you ain't gonna be seeing all that new shit. You gotta listen to all the old shit because
that's a concert.
They want to hear your shit, the shit that you did in a concert, and they want to hear some new shit. If we give it a battle,
I would want to battle with some new shit and then let everybody decide.
I'm telling you, they let everybody do new shit at the end. They wasted all their motherfucking time.
I'm talking about from the beginning. Fuck the end.
Well, everybody else, they do release new music.
I want everybody in the battle to start out with some new music. All the way through.
Well, that ain't what it's for.
I know, but that's just me. I'm just telling you what I feel. I mean, hell, that I ain't get ready to change to what the fuck is going on. But my whole thing is, if it's versus, it'll be new fucking songs. Everybody got new fucking songs.
Somebody else on there.
My cash app is $KingScratch 760. This nigga rapping over the background music.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just over here in my own zone, man. I hear everything that's going on, but
I'm just saying. When it comes down to verses, it should be like all new songs.
I agree with you, Scratch. I agree with you as well. But I'm just saying the way that they did it, I like it because I like lyrics. The beat could be banging like the shit that's banging right now, but I'm going to listen to what you're saying. Because that's the key of to this music.
Do y'all know if Tupac was around, he wouldn't do none of his old songs. He'd just do some new shit. I guarantee you. I know that nigga too good.
He probably would just
He can't break the algorithm. If that ain't what the show is, then that ain't what the show is. That, you know what I'm saying? And like,
well,
for real, Stretch, everybody else want to see it. We like it. I like the shit because some of these people, I can't say that I would be able to afford to go to every one of these people concerts. And I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't afford. I wouldn't have paid to see no damn Bow Wow or Soulja Boy, but I enjoyed it though. But I wouldn't have paid to see that. I'm just being honest.
Well, and you know what?
We got about
15 minutes left, and just because I was thinking about my nigga, let me play. You know what my favorite shit is. I got to play it real quick. Let me play my favorite, my shit, my nigga, Tupac, nigga. This is my shit. Let me play this shit. I'm probably going to play a couple of Tupac songs y'all never heard before. And then we getting ready to get back. We got about 15 minutes. True West Radio. Give us a call, 323-642-3600. 1597 pop up show. This is my shit, baby. This is my shit of all shit.
Pop. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military, be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches, it's scary, get you near me. We run from visions of overpack prisons. Millions of niggas, thugs, living pressure. Three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of sound, let me slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' tasers. Labor the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Player hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke piss to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mom. I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas. Well, I dashed on niggas. Once I mashed these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail. Raise hell, until I get my mail. Will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues. Acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was Machiavelli that told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back.
to know some history. I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, counting, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5 motherfucker records, got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Black lives don't matter.
White lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Hispanic lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
Asian lives
Black
don't
lives
matter.
Don't matter. Black
Muslim
lives don't matter.
Lives don't matter. Middle Eastern
Black
lives
don't matter.
Don't
matter.
Indian
Black
lives
don't matter.
Don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
We don't
matter. Percussions, I say concussions to everybody in default that's pushing buttons. Niggas killing niggas, ain't nobody in the protest. Police kill a nigga, everybody's in distress. Black lives matter, but black people guilty too. Tearing up shit, taking shit that don't belong to you. White folks with BLM signs, taking knees. Tell Donald Trump we need way more of these. He need to get down on 2 and say a prayer, cause this shit is going up the first day he's out of there. George Floyd didn't do nothing to get his life took. Personal vendetta never goes by the book. When you police that racist, take a knee on his neck and his back. Shit's about to crack. All I got to say, if I was there, I might be dead. They might have shot me, trying to get him off his head. Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter.
No, it
really don't. Black lives don't matter.
Yeah, that shit got to see everybody in America screaming fuck the police. Fuck Tito, man, if the shoe was on the other foot, believe me, being a black man ain't easy. If black cops start pulling over whites for no reason, just to make the player feel even. Do what you wanna do to us, cause we can't fight back. Can't defend ourselves when we under attack. Same thing with Rodney King, he wasn't killed though. Thank God, old boy had a camera in a window. Document the unjust, the ones with the best. Kicking off all the looting and the protest. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I'm with it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get acquitted.
Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no it really don't.
Like we be equals up to me. We can rewrite history and quit gang banging. Quit fake claiming. Quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother. Word to the mother. Red, blue, don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing. It's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bomb rush him. I bet he thank Christ next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. Black lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter.
2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
the hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. We back on this goddamn Thursday. You know what I'm saying? We up in the building, man. Hey, let me bring all my folks in this motherfucker. We all up in this motherfucker. Mr. Boss Player.
Yo.
Yo. I got motherfucking up. Mr. Edward, because he had well.
Hey, man. Are we going into extra hours or not?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know because I need to do a special request real quick, and I just need you to play Nothing to Lose, and I'm good.
Nothing
That's
to lose.
I feel about it. Yep.
Ah, well, let me see. I'm gonna fuck if I can put that shit in. Ah, damn. Alright. This is what it is, man. We getting ready to go out with this. You know, 2S Radio Air. We'll be back on tomorrow night. Who we got on tomorrow night?
My nigga Young here from Block Life Entertainment. My young bro in the game. Right here on 2S Radio. This show.
Yeah, so we gonna do that. We getting ready to end the show with Nothing to Lose. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Who is Radio, and we are outro.
Shit, gonna be over quick. From when I came in the game, I was sick, fucking with.
things. I'm still going hard, end up clean, kicking it in. Don't you know? Style coming in. Don't you know? I'm sure it's got the sugar pool. Just walk with the tool. I got nothing to lose and nothing to prove. I'm finna act a fool. I'm out. And the shovel, killing it, murdering it on any type of level. This was the ask for it, then I give a bunch more. No longer real, the world ignored. As I spit my gift, then I take a piss. We make another hit, yo, roll like this.